Today's episode of The Spicin' Hour is sponsored in part by Mazda. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, and long ways, but they're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque, or do you just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does, or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out there and drive. Why? Because driving matters, Mazda. It's the week of July 13th, 2015, and you're listening to The Spicin' Hour. Yeah! That's right. That's right. What's going on? Spicin', are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, Tyson is there. Spencer, are you there?
Spencer?
What happened to Spencer?
Spencer.
Where is he?
He's in Colorado. He went to his...
Rotto.
Yeah, the Rotto, bro.
Yeah, that's what they call it, I hear.
I've heard everybody calls it the Rotto.
Yeah.
So he's on his way to the hotel to get Skype. We had to start a little bit without him because Rob has some other more important business.
No, not more important, just stuff that was already scheduled.
Already scheduled.
Yes.
So
all my podcasts are important.
I think Spencer's here right now. Maybe he's calling me. Let's see. Yeah, he is calling me.
Okay.
Hey, so, Spencer, you're on, dude. What's going on?
Call me on Skype. I'm at the hotel on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
He's ready, Rob. Let's dial
him
in.
Let's patch him through. Now, I hope I don't accidentally Skype the Spencer from Snapchat, because I did that a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to call Spencer.
Okay, hang up, Spencer. We're going to get you.
Remember, Tyson, remember when I did that?
Yeah, the wrong one.
Yeah, the wrong one. That was before we knew that he was like such a tough negotiator.
Yeah, a real tough negotiator. He's probably 10 grand in appearance now.
Yeah, now we couldn't afford him. All right, let's see if we can get the real Spencer Pratt here on the line.
Oh, that's the real one. I can tell by his profile pic.
Yeah. Hello?
Spencer Pratt's phone. How may I assist you?
Is this Heidi?
This is the one and only.
Boy, Heidi, I saw you at that wedding all weekend on Snapchat.
I know. So what do you think?
Yep. Story checks out.
What a wild. I saw that toast you made.
Oh, I know. I didn't even get the good part. I was like, you cut me off before it got good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you can rehash it right now. Now's your chance.
Well, yeah, I couldn't even believe it. I was all excited. So I like had this whole speech I wrote down and everything. And so I just started off light. And then I addressed each one individually and then together. And, you know, I made them each cry. And I said, you're the sister, little sister I've never had and always wanted. And she started, like, you know, tears coming down. I said, my little brother, you inspire me and are so great, and he had tears running down, and then, you know, none of that made the Snapchat. So I think Spencer's phone died, he said.
Oh, the classic battery died shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. Who were those people?
Those are my little brother and his now wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really fun, and my sister was there with her new baby, and it was, like, really fun for all of our family to be together and all the sides and stuff, so...
The only thing I didn't like, Heidi, was that you guys had such a very tiny microphone that you guys had to like hold this little tiny, it looked like you guys were giants with this little tiny microphone. There were people singing at the wedding and they had like this little tiny like pencil eraser microphone that they all had to hold.
I know.
What's the word?
A lavalier.
It wasn't a low budget wedding. It was a stretched budget.
Stretched budget. Yeah,
we got upgraded to probably the nicest hotel room I've been in the United States right now.
Wow,
is that true?
Oh, it's insane.
Well, you're gonna have to Snapchat some pictures of it.
I'm gonna Snapchat every detail of this and just stunt on fools.
All right, so we have all of Spicin' is on the road. And Heidi and Spencer are in Aspen. Tyson, are you back home or are you still on the road too?
I'm back home. I got home like an hour ago.
Yeah, how was your bike race?
Oh, dude, it was a lot of pain. So It's like it's a kind of a weird bike race because it's not road and it's not mountain. It's on like gravel roads and stuff. And there's over 10,000 feet of climbing in 70 miles.
Wow.
And I started out pretty terrible, but I started with the pro guys at the front because then you get a head start. And they talked me up a little bit at the start because I was a pro cyclist at one point. So they were like, Tyson, winner of Survivor, ex-pro cyclist, blah, 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 blah. And we get going and immediately, like, I'm one of the back guys. And then I got a couple flat tires and then I kind of gave up, but I still rolled into the finish. I think if I could have lost like 25 pounds before the first climb, I would have been better off, but I couldn't.
Yeah. I think I'd be better off if I lost 25 pounds just for anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Did you think about that?
Well, I would like to be 25 pounds lighter for everything, but Rachel won't let me because she keeps buying bags of popsicles. And they have sugar in them. They're fat-free, so I thought they were good for me.
Are we only on Periscope right now? When are we going live?
This is live. This is the show.
Oh, whoa. Hey, Spicing Hour. Woo!
We did the intro. Yeah, well, we did the intro before you got here, dude.
All right, great.
You want me to start the show again for you?
No.
All right, now here's everybody. Here's Spencer.
Yeah,
Spencer. Yes.
Now it feels like home again.
Yeah, now you're in the groove.
So, Rob.
Yes.
Your Snapchat is on fire. You even had a cameo from your wife telling you how good you looked in the moonlight.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and no, I feel like I figured it out now. I feel like
you have a crazy, beautiful voice, too, when you sing the garbage truck song. Can you give us one of the lines in that?
No, I'm going to wait for you to get caught up on watching YouTube videos with babies, Tyson.
Are you watching on the YouTube Kids app?
No, we watch on the Apple TV. My son is obsessed with dump trucks, garbage trucks, any truck, and there's a YouTube video that's like this horrible production value of all musical songs about trucks, and one of his favorite ones is about the garbage truck.
Garbage trucks are pretty dope, dude. Does he pronounce truck with an F?
He kind of does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just walked in the room, you would think that he was cursing up a storm.
Yeah, that's cool.
But Friday is a huge day at my house because that's the day the garbage truck comes.
Oh, nice, dude. And everybody gets excited. Everybody says
he's
the F
really pumped up for that. And he doesn't know why it doesn't come every day. He's really upset about that.
Well,
some places are lucky where garbage comes twice a week. We live in, you know,
it's slums.
It's a bad neighborhood. We only get one time a week.
Yeah,
because the other truck.
I didn't know anyone got garbage twice a week.
Yeah, some people that are listening to us, they maybe have it three times a week.
Yeah, whoa. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how garbage works, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like I finally figured out like what I'm supposed to be doing on Snapchat. I feel like it's a lot less pressure than these other social media platforms.
Yeah, it all came together, and worst case scenario, it gets erased after 24 hours.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the best case scenario, too.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm just going to start doing the reality show of my life on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's what Spencer's been up to.
No, it's really good. You guys have been a great mentor to me for Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm turning it up too. I'm turning it into a full blown career. When people say, "What do you do for a living now?" I'm going to say, I got a top podcast in new and noteworthy tech and TV and film, and I got a pop in Snapchat.
Yeah,
you got to say you got a TV show, your own TV show on the Snapchat network.
Oh, 100. That's 100% the delivery. That's assumed.
Dude, I know when you. I know Spencer's had a good day when I get on Snapchat after like an hour and a half and there's like 600 seconds of Spencer to watch.
Well, now I'm telling you, I'm just going to start snapping all day. Speaking of that, I'm going to snap this freaking podcast right now.
Oh, wow.
The entire podcast.
Oh, we're getting so picked up.
Okay.
Yo, 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 Snapchat. We're on the Spice and Hour podcast live Skype right here in the Big Baller Suite in Aspen. Player upgrade.
Was that player with the A at the end instead of an ER?
Obviously, the only way I know how to even pronounce the word playa.
Yeah, the other way is spelled wrong.
That's right. Wow. Now, Tyson, did you have any extra motivation in the race now that you're a dad? Did you feel like, okay, well, now I have to do this for my kid?
No, absolutely not. I actually, there was a moment where I was like, I could quit this race. And then when people ask me why, I could say, because I missed my baby too much.
Oh.
And it would be totally cool, right?
Yeah.
So I think you can use the baby as an excuse either way. Like, yeah. I could have finished and been like, the only reason I finished is because of my baby and everybody think I was so awesome.
Mm.
But I could also say the only reason I quit was because of my baby and everybody would think I was so awesome. It's kind of like you can't lose if you have a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Heidi's sister got out of everything with this baby. I was like, these two only have this baby to get out of everything. It's ridiculous. They don't have to clean up. They don't have to stay at the wedding that long. They don't have to, you know, I was just like, where are you going? They're like, baby, you got to feed the baby.
Yeah.
So does that make you want one?
Not at all.
Oh.
I just ordered another drink instead.
Yeah, that's true too. You can always just be like, I'm too drunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Or not drunk enough.
Spencer, is it true? Everything. Is it true that you've been watching Tyson's Survivor seasons finally?
Finally. And then I heard even a bigger breaking news story. Tyson has never seen Rob's season.
That's true.
Is that true?
I've seen All Stars, but I've never seen the Amazon.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could say that Tyson has never seen The Hills.
No, he sees it in the background because Rachel's been binge watching it.
Yeah, Rachel's binge watched it like crazy. When it was on originally, a couple of my friends were super into it. So if I was over at their house and they were watching it, I'd seen it. So I haven't seen the entire thing, but I was familiar with Heidi and Spencer. Like, I'd seen them on my friends' TVs enough times to know who they were.
Yeah.
I bought this bottle of wine, this exact one, last night in a liquor store in Crested Butte. It was $72 in the hotel room right now. They have the same bottle. It's $290. It's like, talk about some markup. Damn.
You should have bought two and sold one to somebody else.
I know. I should have just been like, hey, hotel, do you want to buy this for me for $250?
And then they'd still turn a profit.
Yeah, Heidi, that Camus is $290 here.
Whoa.
I was just telling. That was breaking news on the podcast. Survivor is pretty damn boring when Tyson isn't talking. I will say, I don't know if it's just that season, but he is a freaking banger on that season. I cannot believe that he went butt naked, shaking his booty, twerking before Miley Cyrus, way ahead of Miley, way ahead of Magic Mike. It's Magic Tyson.
Now, you're watching Token Sheens, right? Tyson's first season?
Yeah, we're on episode 6.
Now, you feel like it's really boring when Tyson isn't on the screen? Because I feel like people say that's a really good season.
Uh-oh. That's not good for the next seasons.
Oh, no.
How am I going to get through heroes versus villains or blood versus water? So is Sierra the white chick or is Sierra the black chick?
No. Sierra's the white chick and Candace is the black chick.
She's on Millionaire Matchmaker now.
No, yeah. Candace already got clipped, though, I thought.
We clipped her.
Spoiler alert.
Taj is still in the game.
And who wins?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Rob, you can tell him.
Okay. Coach is going to win.
He hasn't even popped up on my radar. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, well, what are you? How could you say that you don't even know who Coach is? I do.
He has the long hair, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he does the Tai Chi and stuff.
Sounds like you're like half watching this show.
No. I'm sitting in front of the TV. I'm as tuned in as possible. And Heidi does not let me fast forward. So Heidi knows it.
What do you think, Tyson? Are you buying this?
A lot of people said Coach was memorable. Like, I remember Coach, so I don't know.
Heidi just acted like, duh, she knew who Coach was. He's a soccer coach. Hello. But isn't he also like a math teacher also?
No, he's a symphony conductor or something.
Oh, see.
A maestro.
Math, symphony, that's all. It's all numbers there.
Yeah, it is all numbers. It's all a numbers game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm ready for blood versus water, so we can see a little bit of how he wins his mill.
Yeah,
wait. And I want to see him be a villain, because everyone says, "Oh, he's such a villain."
This is how I got my villain label from Token Chains.
I don't know. You've been pretty nice to everybody, from my opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What'd you think about that guy Steven with the glasses? Did you see that guy?
Heidi, what's up with Steven with the glasses? We don't remember Steven.
That guy, he's famous for, he did Tyson's wedding.
He's the one that married us.
He's
under the radar.
You should have told me that in the Survivor chat room that you created.
I know. I was hoping that thing would blow up. It blew up.
created a Survivor chat room?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. By the way,
we have our first tech sponsor, because if you've been noticing on Twitter, Fire Chat, the app, they've been promoting the tweet of Tyson Survivor and the Spice and Hour chat room. They've been promoting. It's in my timeline all the time. And I always look. I'm like, I already saw this. And then in the corner, it says promoted. So that means they're paying off that tweet about the Spice and Hour put in people's timelines, right?
I think so. Or maybe they just pay for a full package and they get like random tweets or something. So let us tell you about Fire Chat, Rob. Have you heard of it?
No.
So it's a chat room and like texting service that works Bluetooth to Bluetooth when Wi-Fi or cellular data doesn't work.
Oh, I feel like Spencer was talking about this a couple of weeks ago.
Well, now we're talking about it more.
No, I didn't even know about this.
So listen to what happens. You go to a concert, Rob. Let's say you go to a concert or a UFC fight or something, and you get there and the network is jammed because there's so many people, and so you can't text anybody. But if people have this app, it will jump from phone to phone and connect its own little intertwined network through Bluetooth. And so anybody in that vicinity, if enough of you have the app, you can stay in contact with everybody there.
Okay.
So if everybody between me and you and Spencer, like from Utah to California to more California, if enough people had that we could connect Bluetooth, it would hop from phone to phone until it got to you. So like when the apocalypse happens and Wi-Fi and cellular is shut down, this is going to be the app to have.
Got
like
it.
This app was popping in Iraq in 2014 after the government restricted their internet, and it was also popping in Hong Kong and in 2015 for the Ecuadorian protests. But really why I think it's cool is because on the airplane when I had no Wi-Fi and I had no service, I was messaging away with Heidi, and I was like, this is way cooler than talking to you sitting right next to me. We can talk through this app.
Secretly, so that nobody knows what you're saying about them.
Yeah, and unless
they have the app too.
But you couldn't just like whisper.
Well, then that would be that app called Whisper.
That's so 2013, anyways. Whispering. Yeah. Fire Chat. That's where you gotta be, man. Fire Chat's where it's at, especially when you're off the radar.
Okay.
And top secret spoiler alert, the creator of Fire Chat may have DM'd me that in 3 weeks they're going to be dropping direct messaging through Fire Chat so you can have encrypted private conversations. That's like
off the grid.
Yeah.
That is straight from the creator. Probably didn't think I would be dropping it on the podcast, but sorry, Mr. Frenchman.
So what would be the difference between a Fire Chat direct message and a Fire Chat regular message?
A regular message everybody can see that gets on there.
Yeah. Okay.
And how can I tell if I want a Fire Chat Tyson, how could I tell if there's enough people between me and him on Bluetooth to get the message to him?
There's not. That's more for like you guys at the concert.
Yeah, that's if we're at the concert together.
You're at this, it was really big at Burning Man.
So were you guys in the same place when you guys were Fire Chatting?
No, because you can also use it through Wi-Fi. It's also just a regular, chat room through Wi-Fi.
You can use it through Wi-Fi or data, but if those aren't available and you're in like a big crowded area, you can use it Bluetooth peer-to-peer.
Hmm. Okay.
And the best part about it is we got verified. So we're like the only two verified people right now on the whole app. So what's up? Wow.
Besides all the Asian DJ stuff.
And like the Kremlin is on there verified.
Oh, wow. Kremlin and you guys.
Yeah. The top three.
Okay. No biggie.
Wow. And Asian DJs.
So yes. We're trying to get some stock in it so that we can be tech people and have like a startup and get billions of dollars.
And get this, Rob. They said that we, Spencer and I, can do an AMA via Fire Chat, which is the new thing because, you know, the Reddit AMA is kind of, you know.
The whole Reddit thing has really come under a lot of fire this week and the last couple of weeks.
Oh, why is that?
Why did that CEO have to resign? Because what if she fired some of their favorite little panelist, or what do they call the
I think there's a lot of problems with Reddit right now, which I use a lot for podcasting about, you know, I'm on the Survivor Reddit and the Big Brother Reddit and stuff like that. But I think that part of the problems that have been going on are there are a lot of, like, there's a Reddit for everything. There's also a lot of Reddit about hate speech and hate topics. And I think that there's been some issues with, well, how does Reddit, which exists for freedom of speech, deal with freedom of speech, but also policing stuff that they don't want on Reddit? And I think that that's been
like
one of the
spoilers and stuff.
Not spoilers. No, they don't care so much about that, but they are very good about keeping you away from spoilers on a lot of things. I think they have some unique challenges with Survivor and stuff like that. But I think that from some of the stuff that I've been reading about, it's been a challenge with, you know, people who are racist. They want to have their Reddit and stuff like that. So it's tough to have freedom of speech and also to protect against stuff that we don't want on Reddit.
Yeah, that's Reddit for you.
Like, so, if somebody wants to have hate speech, are they protected under, you know, First Amendment rights to have, you know, say hateful things on the internet?
Right. That's I get what you're saying. That's where it's kind of like, I don't necessarily want to see that hate speech, but is that violating someone's First Amendment rights? I get where you're coming at, Rob. Yeah. And that would be a hard thing if you were in charge of Reddit.
Are people allowed to say terrible things that you don't agree with?
On Twitter, people do that to me all the time. So I would assume that it's probably fine, but not everybody's going to believe or take stock in anything you say.
I also think that there's some other, that's just one of the issues going on right now. There's other stuff. And I don't know everything about it.
Once they took off all those hacked celebrity photos, everyone was like, why are we even coming to this site?
Is that why?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think AMA on Fire Chat is maybe the new thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll download it. I'll check it out. I'll go in your Survivor chat room. Are there any spoilers in your Survivor chat room?
Not yet. We tell them to be spoiler free and stuff, but that's all you can do is like on your honor type stuff.
But there are spoilers about seasons that Spencer hasn't seen yet.
Probably most definitely, but I started the first Survivor chat room on Fire Chat, which is awesome. And I try to answer everybody's questions on there. But we can also schedule an official AMA through the creators of Fire Chat, and they will schedule it and they will advertise it through their mediums. And then we can talk like in a few days or something. So they said if we want to do our own AMA through Fire Chat app, that they will promote it for a few days and build like maximum hype, and then we can go ahead and do that.
Let me just also add, I know that Spencer said it was a sponsor. This is not a paid advertisement for Fire Chat. This is the tech portion of the show where you guys are talking about an app, but this was not a, unless you are getting stock options, and I guess that would be technically
a sponsorship. I'm trying to speak it into reality. I heard in that movie, The Secret, or the book, The Secret, that whatever you say happens. So there, you know, that's what I'm doing there. So, but I'm just breaking off the science to it. If the word promoted is in a Twitter timeline, I'm pretty sure that means you had to pay for it, and they're paying to have this an hour chat room promoted. So in a way, I'm just saying they're kind of a sponsor. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Yeah, there if they're paying to advertise us, they're doing something for us, which is dope.
Okay. Okay.
And in that same vein, anybody who buys us gifts on the Amazon wish list is also a sponsor, so to speak. Right?
Yeah.
Wait, so if I talk about my idea on the podcast, that makes it my intellectual property and no one can steal it, right?
No.
All right, so I'll do it anyways. So, you know, Comic-Con is popping right now, yeah. Right? So you know what I'm going to drop, and your Tyson's already on board. You're welcome to maybe do a live podcast from the event.
He could also invest monetarily if he wants.
Yeah, if you have a few mil, we could use it. We're going to do a HaterCon, and it's only for haters, and it's just a place for people to come just hate on everything. And we're going to just have everything that people hate on at the event. And we're going to have, you know, celebrity appearances for people to come hate on them. Maybe a dunk tank, maybe, you know, throw tomatoes at people. But people are such haters. Why isn't there an event for haters, right? All right,
so HaterCon, people come to it. It's a big event. What city is it in?
Wherever people are hating the most. So like,
yeah, I think we go to any city over 10 million people.
Okay. So,
and then they can like roast you or like throw tomatoes or something, and you can do no physical retaliation, so they're safe from physical harm, but you can still like verbally defend yourself.
Yeah. I feel like HaterCon should be a like virtual conference.
Of like a fire chat AMA?
Sort of like that, where you can go into chat rooms and just talk about how much it sucks, but I don't think that people will actually go to HaterCon.
Really? What if, like, haters love to hate? It's like a full-time gig.
Yeah, but they're lazy probably, too.
Yeah, most of them don't leave their mother's basements.
You're right. Well, then we're going to do HaterCon on fire chat. Get ready.
And then so people, do they dress up as stuff that they hate?
Yeah, they dress up as people they hate, or they dress up as the adversary of the people they hate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so give me an example. So you have HaterCon, and so what would you have like?
I would think like at HaterCon, there would all the booths that are at all these other places, there would be a Hunger Games booth, and you'd come and you'd just talk smack, and you'd do a Snapchat, be like, Hunger Games sucks, Jennifer Lawrence sucks, and then you go to the next booth, and that would maybe be Batman versus Superman, and you're like, I love the Joker, I hate all of you. So it's more of just like a big place to just bitch about shit.
Like the internet, but not on.
Yeah, it's a physical embodiment of online. Yeah,
like the comment section of the internet, but you go there and be there in person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, do you think that actually putting a face to things like, I think the reason why people hate so much on the internet is because it's anonymous. But if you took the anonymity away, would people be able to still express so many feelings of hostility?
Well, what if we sold little face masks of people?
Like eyes wide shut type thing?
Oh my God, dude. This is getting even better. So it's like HaterCon mixed with Eyes Wide Shut?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no sexual orgies.
Okay, so,
Those are optional. There's a room specifically in just
no, because these people would hate on sex.
No, like, well, the people can have
so lame.
There could be an orgy, but there also should be like a one-way mirror where other people can be watching the orgy and hating it.
So like a masquerade hate ball.
So the appeal of this idea would be that you can express yourself and express negative sentiment, which in real life you're not able to do because of some potential backlash, but you can have whatever sort of release you get, some sort of expression of what you don't like without consequences in person. Now, I think you're onto something.
Here's the bottom line.
No,
I was looking at how I'm going to get rich, really, really, really rich. And I was like, you know, everything's been done except for nobody's figured out a way to make money off of haters. And there's billions of them. So how do we make a place where all haters want to come party and it's like cool to be a hater and be like, yeah, I'm a bigger hater than you. Woo.
Place to go.
Yeah. It could be like that movie, The Purge, but everybody has one free day to just hate.
Yeah, so
you get it all out of your system.
We can put it on the, you know, on the thinking board, you know, kind of figure out
on the
how we're going to do it. But there's something with haters, you know, because I got a lot of them just waiting to, you know, I'm just need to allocate them.
So how will you know if this idea is catching on, if enough people like it or if enough people hate it?
Ooh, I think it would have to be enough people hate it. So already our marketing is just, you know, it's anything negative about our convention and we're winning.
Okay. All right. Are you guys ready to get into some voicemail?
Well, I want to talk about the Below Deck show offer that we got.
Below Deck show offer.
Yeah, there's a TV show called Below Deck, and it takes these rich people on a extravagant yacht trip around the Greek Isles.
Okay.
And they contacted me and Spencer via Twitter, and I think they even contacted you, Rob, and they were like, oh, all the amenities at your fingertips, caviar, all this stuff. And I was like, that sounds like a TV show I want to be a part of. And it's usually like a 3 or 4 day shoot, and it's just for one episode. And me and Spencer both were like, yeah, we'd like to do that. And so they're like, okay, well, here's the deal. It's only 35 or 40 grand for you to participate. So they're asking us to pay to go on this TV show.
Okay. That's what reality TV has come to now. That's just, if anybody wanted to know why I don't have a career, it's because you now have to pay to be on a one episode of a reality show. So there it is.
Okay, so I got this. You guys got further along at looking at this than I did.
Yeah.
you looked into it.
Here's the thing. So I told them, we went back and forth for a while, and there's 9 charters, which means there's 9 episodes. And Spencer, essentially the show is these wealthy people going on this crazy vacation while the crew bitches about how annoying the guests are.
Oh, it's like HaterCon.
In a way. But so what I did was I just told them we'd like to take part in all 9 of the charters and we'll just go off an IOU basis.
And make a whole season.
And make a whole season of us on this boat. And they just laughed it off thanks, but no thanks. But then I started thinking they allow 8 people on the ship. So if there's Spencer and Heidi and me and Rachel and baby and you, Rob, pay for the whole thing, then you can also bring Nicole and Dom with you.
Yeah.
So really the idea is we are going to offer an exclusive chance to be with Spice and maybe Rob and maybe, but we're going to have one of our listeners, and if you're anti-wish list, you should cover your ears right now, but we're going to have a bonus section in the wish list where you pay the 40 grand and we all go together.
And we'll all be on TV together.
Well, it sounds like this show is about the people that work on the boat. So it's going to be the people on the boat, like, bitching about us on the boat. Like,
yeah, but yeah, we're still going to get an awesome vacation.
I've watched the show. You can easily upstage the crew if you come in.
It's already on the air Below Deck?
Oh, this is a season 3.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be the first celebrity season, right?
Yeah, there's never been nobody as famous as Spicin on the boat.
Yeah. And nobody probably ever will at that price. But and if we want to do all 9 charters, that's only 9 times, you know, 40K. I think
Here's the best part. If you watch the show like I have, they have one, they say it's only 40K, and then there's little teeny small print tip not included. Oh. So you have to tip 20% on that 40K. So that's really you're dropping $48,000. So yeah. I don't know.
Plus they say you have to pay for your own caviar and stuff.
Which is completely the opposite of anybody who has caviar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out on going on the Below Deck trip.
What is this sound we're hearing? Never mind, it was me.
Okay, so we're... are you guys considering this? Or only if somebody...
If somebody offers to pay for us, then there's 5 of us, plus, do you want to go on this trip with us, Rob?
I mean, where's the boat going?
The Greek Isles.
The Greek Isles, and how long... I mean, it says it's for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but airfare is included in all the cost and hotel pre and post. And so you're only there for a few days, but I mean, sure, we'd like to be there for 2 weeks, but if we get more than one of the charters, we could be there for like a full month.
Mm. Are you bringing Rachel and the baby?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I think I got to work.
You have work?
I didn't win Survivor.
Oh, Rob. You're getting paid like what, $800K a year to do this podcast?
Yeah, but I have to do work. I don't get paid vacation with that.
Yeah, but you can, if we go for one charter, it's only 3 days, dude. 3 days, two nights, plus probably a night on either end. So you're gone less than a week.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I'm TBD on this.
Does that mean no big deal?
I don't know. I get seasick also.
Okay. Huh. Well, let's check around on...
You know what's
go ahead.
Snapchat says that I'm going 1.1 miles per hour, but I'm sitting on the couch.
Hmm. Is that the rotation of the Earth?
That's pretty trippy.
That could be the rotation of the Earth. That's... Jesus, Rob. Sometimes I think you're a scientist.
Can I suggest that to be really cool and like get in on the beta of something is probably the biggest rookie tech move in history. I downloaded the iOS 9 public beta that doesn't come out to the general public.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Because I wanted to be like, oh, I'm on that iOS 9, which you still on that 8.4? Ooh, ooh.
So if it's the biggest rookie move, why'd you do it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was such a rookie move until I did it. And now I can't go back. So now I got to go buy a new iPhone with the other software.
Oh, you can't reverse it?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm beginning to think that the move is don't even upgrade when they say it's ready. Like, wait still like another month after that.
Oh, shit, bro. I just upgraded my computer and my iPad.
Mm.
Oh, but not to iOS 9.
No, to iOS 8.8.
Yeah, that's just for Apple Music.
So
that's fine?
That's fine.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to hold off. I think I got burned too many times on this stuff.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous. But I do love the new font, the new Apple like writing is super trippy.
Nice font.
It's just beautiful.
Beautiful fonts. Okay. Are you ready to listen to some voicemails from the listeners of The Spice and Hour?
Yeah, we're ready now.
I hope Zombie Smasher called again. I love that her husband thought of the name. Like,
well, she was on her husband's account.
No, I thought she said to him, "What should my name be?" And so that's just his full time name.
His full time name on iTunes. Apparently, that's what was my understanding.
Okay. Well, he's dope.
By the way, the voicemails come in every week to robswebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. So get those in every week. Here's a question for Spencer.
What up, Rob and Spicin? This is fellow Podcast One host, the Big Diesel Shack Daddy. My question is for Spencer, and I want to know, when are you going to be on Sex with Brody? Can you dig it?
Oh, wow. All right, so Shaq wants to know, when is Spencer going to be on Sex with Brody?
I'm pretty sure never.
You don't want to have sex with Brody?
Well, for background, for people who don't know what that hashtag Sex with Brody is, it's Brody's podcast that turned into an e-television show where he talks about sex, baby. So, no, I won't be on it because I'm not famous and he wants famous people.
Hmm.
Could I be on it?
Well, I don't know if your sex life is active enough for, a sex podcast. I think he's going for, like, you know, freaky freaks.
Kind of like Eyes Wide Shut style?
Yeah, like people who are going to, like, really talk it up.
Yeah. Oh, I could pretend.
Okay. So it's sort of like a love line. Is that what the Sex with Brody show is like?
Yeah. I saw a clip of it and it was Christina Milian talking about asking why she can't squirt out of her vagina.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, that can air on E. That's super interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I found out that it's actually pretty much urine that
All right.
Spoiler alert.
The doctor said.
So is Caitlyn Jenner going to appear on this show? Because I feel like that would be the number one get for this show.
They just asked the Prince of Malibu, Brody Jenner, that, and he said he would love to have Caitlyn Jenner on the show. He even said he'd love to set Caitlyn Jenner up with some hot chicks.
Wow.
And what did Caitlyn say about this?
Caitlyn wasn't in the interview.
Okay.
But I have a feeling Caitlyn owes it to Brody to do a little cameo on Sex with Brody.
Why?
Yeah.
Because Caitlyn was not there for Brody's whole life, so at least she can do is like throw him some pod or little TV interview love.
Okay. All right. Here's a question also from Anonymous.
Oh, this Anonymous person's calling in like crazy.
Spicen and Rob, what do you think of Elizabeth listening to the Spicen Hour? She said she did on Twitter. Why doesn't Jim or Jeff Probst listen to the Spicen Hour? That should happen.
I think it's...
sounds like that guy is watching Survivor in the background also.
Yeah, I think it's a given that Probst and Jim are watching the Spicen Hour. We just were never sure if Elizabeth was until she told us on Twitter.
Yeah, Elizabeth is watching. Elizabeth is my favorite of all of them on that show.
She's your most favorite? You've made that clear since her upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have to say that I watched this week's past episode and I was getting pretty bored. They ran out of steam on this season.
Well, that's enough about Marriage Boot Camp. We're pleased with any listeners we get. So, Elizabeth, that's one more listener, and we'll count her as two because she's so drop-dead gorgeous this season on the show, right?
That tank is on E. Really trying. And they made the situation get a burlesque dance from Aubrey O'Day. Was it sexy? That's what they were going for. I feel like that was sort of like...
Was it a burlesque dance or a lap dance?
You know, you could say potato, I could say potato.
So what are we saying?
It was lap dance adjacent. I asked my wife if I would be allowed to get that sort of a dance from Aubrey O'Day, and she said no.
Well, then I'm pretty sure that's what Heidi would say to me.
Yeah.
So is Nicole fulfilling all of your lap dance needs?
All right, let's take another voicemail.
Oh, okay, another voicemail.
All right. We got another anonymous call. You ready for this one?
Yeah, is it the same person?
I don't know. Well, the first one was Shaq.
Oh yeah, let's hear this anonymous.
Okay, here's an anonymous one again. Here we go.
Spencer, you're awesome.
Yeah, that guy was listening to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in the background. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, my mom finally got that voice coder app.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I should have my mom download that thing.
Okay. Tyson, do you want another? We have so many anonymous callers on this show. Somebody has a question for you that maybe you could answer in your Fire Chat Survivor chat room.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tyson, if you play Survivor again, will you vote yourself out if there's not a Sierra on the cast like you did in Heroes versus Villains? Thanks.
I think it's the same guy who's still watching Survivor.
Yeah, it's the same anonymous dude. If you post as anonymous, we don't know if you're getting two or three voicemails in, so we just keep giving them to you.
Sorry about that. Boy, that guy really waited, five or six years to make that joke?
Well, actually only like two because I played with Sierra the second time or the third time. So he couldn't really have made that joke until my third time.
I forgot about Sierra with a C.
But yeah, if I play with the Sierra that was on last season, I guess that would probably be my safest bet to stay in the game, right?
Who's the model that was like, well, I've been in some things, so it's weird saying I'm a model, but I'm a model.
Oh, Sydney.
There's Sydney and there's Sierra. The really pretty one is Sydney.
Yeah. So why isn't anyone trying to bang out Sydney in the jungle?
She had a boyfriend.
In the jungle or
out of the jungle.
I mean, I think it's not like one of these things where, hey, you're out of the zip code, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, there's no toothbrushes and stuff out there too, dude. And mostly you're just focused on voting people out. So, yeah.
Wow. Hold on. I'm getting somebody at the room.
Do we have a jingle for that?
Let's play another voicemail.
When you get somebody at the room?
Turn down. No, thank you. I turn up.
Oh, a turn up service.
Thank you.
A turn down service.
Did you tell her
why would anyone turn down? I turn up. Right?
Yeah, you're turned up all the time, bro.
She just tried to turn me down.
Probably because we're on a roll here on this podcast.
Yeah. Tell her come back later. You should have put the podcasting thing on the doorknob.
Let her kill our stees, brah.
I'm about to scare Heidi, who's out on the deck on the phone. Watch this Snapchat, guys. Get ready. Bah! Oh, I didn't hit video. I got a photo, though.
Got to scare her again, then.
I didn't hear a scream.
Oh, she's outside. Got you.
Mm. Tyson, you buying that?
He scared her?
I kicked the window. She sat on this deck, and I just kicked the window.
So she was...
Look on Snapchat. That is a scared face. That looks like half heart attack.
Take a look at that.
I'll look on Snapchat.
All right.
Sorry.
Let me do one more voicemail.
One more.
This is from Yaz.
Yo, Yaz.
Hello, Tyson, Spencer, and Rob. I have a question for each of you. What's your spirit animal? Thank you.
Now, do you have a spirit animal?
Well, when I was a kid, people used to tell me, not a kid, like when I was a teenager and would play basketball, people told me I moved like a stork, which was kind of offensive, but whatever. I think it's because I'm tall and lanky. So I guess a stork would be.
Stork.
Yeah. If I wanted to make one up that was more awesome, it would be like a hybrid gorilla lion shark.
Gorilla and a lion, isn't that like what like the tattoos that Philip has?
Yeah, but also with a shark. A raptor, that's a pretty good
raptor.
One. Yeah.
Okay. Spencer?
Hummingbird.
A hummingbird, like because you're on Twitter?
No, because I love hummingbirds.
Why?
Well, who doesn't love hummingbirds?
Yeah, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous animals.
They're like dope little drones that fly really fast and cool, and they got like really nice colors.
Oh.
With ultra long battery life.
Yeah, and they always fly right up to me and make me feel magical.
Hmm.
So you talk to hummingbirds?
Well, I haven't gotten one to land on my head or hand, which has been my current goal.
Okay.
Have you been putting feed or sugar or something in your hand?
I've heard flocka works best with hummingbirds.
Yeah, but once they take it, it's the worst thing you can give them.
Well, then they're flocking everywhere. Oh! Sorry, guys. I've been driving for 10 hours.
I tried to go look for that picture of you scaring Heidi, but I had 290 seconds of Snapchat footage to get through. So
that's the one problem. I'm definitely targeting like a audience that like is committing to the show versus like the, I'll just check and see what he's doing. Like you need to really jump into my story.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, you got to take some time away from life to...
Yeah, like it's not like you can just like do it, like look real quick.
I wasn't ready for your Game of Thrones books.
My favorite thing about your Snap stuff is that you Snapchat strangers. So you'll just be like, hey, stranger.
Oh, that's my new favorite. And I'm like, so what are you making me...
And they're like, what are you doing? And you're like,
the best is when I go, I'm snapping you. And they're like, where are you posting that photo? I'm like, I'm posting it nowhere. You only got 24 hours, my friend.
And what do they say?
And they look at me like I am a lunatic.
Yeah. Okay. But
it's a lot of fun. As long as we're on public streets, I'm allowed to take your photo.
Yeah. Do people ever ask you to sign a release that they didn't sign a release?
I have. When I, like today, I snapped a couple like younger minors, and I showed their parents with witnesses. I said, "Do I have your permission to put these kids on the Snap story?" And they said yes, and I had multiple witnesses heard that. So I definitely covered my legal bases.
You should put like a sticker on your phone that says, "This phone is recording Snapchat." And your
gosh, that is the best idea ever.
By looking at this sticker, you agree to be to appear on Spencer's Snapchat for however long in whatever regards he chooses.
We need
to.
A lawyer to help us with the language there, and then I think then we could start selling those. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's like those emails that at the bottom is like, by reading this email, you have agreed to complete and total secrecy. And you're like, no, no.
Yep.
I wish I would have read that before I read the email. Now you got me.
You got me.
Rob doesn't believe I really scared you and you're out there.
Oh, I almost had a heart attack. Please
she said she almost had a heart attack. Please stop doing that. I said it looked like a heart
attack. Corrected.
Okay.
Really? I stand corrected.
I saw that looked like a solid heart attack face. Heidi got so sunburned yesterday. She looks like she's a little lobster.
How did you not? How
oh
did
my
you
gosh, not? Heidi, you should have done the Spice and Hour sunburn art. Oh. You oh my God, what a rookie.
Rookie move.
She said, I'm not a cow. You're not branding me.
So did you wear long sleeves, everything, Spencer, and a hood and stuff to avoid getting sunburned? Or what was your deal?
Oh yeah, and my heat rash came back.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You've been doing so good without it.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're cursed, man.
All right. Yeah.
Let's start to segue towards doing the Spice and News. But before we get to the news, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode. And those are our friends over at Blue Apron.
I love those guys.
Don't they deliver food or something?
Yeah. Oh, Blue Apron.
Full disclosure, Spencer, Rob sent me some Blue Apron meals for having a baby. So if you want some Blue Apron meals, you should have a baby and Rob will send some to you. I cooked two of these meals. They turned out gourmet and Rachel was super impressed with me. So it was like a win-win-win all the way around.
Well, let me tell people what Blue Apron is.
Can I tell them?
Sure.
So Blue Apron is the subscription service for food meals. And they send you the portions that you need to prepare a fresh meal. So it's like all fresh ingredients. Like they sent me like fresh tomatoes, fresh garlic, fresh parsley, fresh mint, fresh fish, fresh everything. And then you just prepare it. They give you the portions and how to prepare it. It's all super duper easy. And I couldn't be more pleased with myself as a chef.
I heard from Rachel that you actually did it.
Yep. And I'm going to do it again tonight.
Oh, wow. Believe it or not.
Yeah. I'm on a roll.
What'd you make?
The first night I made a breaded catfish. Very good.
Whoa.
And then the second night I made vegetarian fusilli pasta. It was like a summer pasta with squash and tomatoes and mint and stuff in it. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy to hear that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. I'm looking forward to our next shipments. Rob got me a full year of
I did not
meals.
Get, it wasn't a year.
I read a year.
I guess if you space them out enough, it could be for a year.
It's three meals a week for 4 weeks.
Yes.
So it was very generous of Rob.
Yeah. Well,
meals are cheap too.
You know, I thought that would be a good idea because it would be, I didn't know what to get for the baby. I figured you had everything already.
Yeah, and you know what? If we're being honest here, I hope none of my neighbors are listening to this. I hate when people bring homemade meals to my house that they made themselves. It grosses the shit out of me, dude. It's like there could be like kid snot in there or like cat hair. You just never know. Plus, they're like, oh, this is my secret ingredient. It's canned peas in mayonnaise with some pasta in it. And you're like, I thank you. And then they leave and you throw it away and order Domino's.
All right. Well, you don't have to bother.
I'm on Periscope and I am so sunburned. I want to press charges.
Oh my God.
Against the sun or against God or who?
It's all the above. Everyone involved in this burning of my face.
Oh my God.
We're live, Periscopers, on the Spicin' Hour. You're catching the news block. Get ready.
Get ready.
Send us some hearts. We're in the fattest suite in that.
Wait, are you stealing my Periscope followers?
Boom. I'm giving the tour of the Aspen suite.
Okay.
Well, God, I look like a blotchy tomato.
Lord. Speaking of tomato, you'll get all sorts of fresh ingredients to make your Blue Apron meals, and you'll have an incredible time putting it all together, just like Tyson did. It's a better way to cook. So check out this week's menu. You'll get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/RHAP. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/RHAP. And they've got some great stuff on the menu this week. The menu changes every week. They've got shaved beef bao with hossein and pickles and soba salad and Sichuan-style eggplant with cashews and rice, garlic scapes. All that stuff is fantastic to try out. Go to blueapron.com/RJP. Get the first 2 weeks of meals for free. All right, you guys ready to talk about the...
Can you choose the exact meals on there?
I think that you can. I know what the specials are this week, but I'm not sure exactly.
I just said that I like fish and beef and chicken, and then they sent me just like some random stuff, and I liked the surprise.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't done it myself yet, but I am looking forward to getting a chance to do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into...
Okay, let's get into it.
Spicin' News. Here we go. All right. We've talked a lot about Fire Chat in this episode, how you guys are verified on Fire Chat, but another social network is now verifying people. Tinder has introduced a verification feature. Did you guys know about this?
Oh, I have to get on Tinder now to get verified?
Don't do it. You'll be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but what if they made Tinder so that you could just like connect and make more guy friends and stuff like that instead of just like only to hook up?
So you want like a same-sex platonic Tinder?
Correct. To just be like, hey, I need somebody to go mountain biking with this weekend. I'm verified.
Well, right? Can we talk about something way more important? So I got verified on Instagram.
Oh, wow. How'd you do that?
Very big.
I paid somebody off. Player.
Is that really what you did?
No.
Was it $40,000 that we could have used towards our vacation?
$48,000. We got to pay for the tip.
I forgot. So do you want to be verified on Tinder then, Spencer? Or what's the deal? What if the other Spencer Pratt gets on there and people start connecting with him thinking that he's you?
Yeah, they'll hook up with you.
I know if I joined Tinder or any dating app, Heidi would chop my nuts off.
But don't you want to just squat on Spencer Pratt on Tinder?
No, but I'll definitely get my firstborn child's
pickup line on there.
I'm going to get my firstborn child's Tinder account and get that verified so they're already getting swiped out just right at birth.
All right, let's go back to Tyson's idea. Would you go on Tyson's platonic same-sex friend-finding app?
Yeah, let's say you wanted to jiu-jitsu somebody, and you were like, hey, anybody in the central Santa Barbara area that wants to jiu-jitsu with me?
Wouldn't that be our Fire Chat?
What would you call this? How about Friendster?
Ooh, that's a good name. That's never been used.
Pretty sure that's available.
You guys like the Facebook's new logo or what?
Facebook has a new logo?
Palster. Somebody said Palster. That's not a bad idea.
Man, I hate having a fat face.
Some people in other countries would kill to have a face that fat.
Yeah.
Whoa, we're taking it to like hunger strike shit?
You know, I bet if you lost 25 pounds, you'd be better at everything.
I'm definitely going to lose 25 pounds.
You are?
I'm getting on Heidi's mom's diet. She eats once a day.
Once a day? You eat as much as you want once a day?
Not even as much as you want.
You just eat a little bit.
You're not fat. You're big boned.
So how much does she eat? If she doesn't eat as much as she wants, what does she eat? Like half the amount she wants or what?
She eats like a bird.
Like a what? Like a turkey?
Or a chicken?
Like a pigeon.
A hummingbird?
once a day is not healthy. Oh, yeah.
Is that why hummingbird is your spirit animal?
This once a day is not healthy, dude. You gotta eat more than
Adam
that.
Gelvin, I have my at one time big shot Hollywood agent is on my Periscope.
Oh.
It's so funny. I was like, who's this hater talking shit? And I was like, oh, that's my old agent. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Shout out Adam Gelvin.
Now, Tyson, Lita has suggested that people get on Tinder and make a bunch of fake Tysons on Tinder to get you verified on Tinder.
Yeah, I'd have to sign up for a Tinder thing, and I refuse to do that until I can find a mountain biking buddy on there.
Hmm.
I think my best bet to just chill out my Periscope people is give them a view of the poolside, and they can check out people in bikinis and shit like that.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. What if? What do you think about this, Tyson? What about this? This is not so much an idea for real life, but maybe an idea for a movie.
Okay. So
my hair is not receding. Richie the barber just likes to take it back. Hater. See you at HaterCon.
Wait, so you shave the front of your hairline?
He does. He buzzes every... haven't you live watched my barber?
Yeah, I have, but I didn't know that that was a move that a lot of people did.
Yeah, they cut the front. They buzz it back.
Buzz back.
Yeah, that's only if you get your hair did every week, because if you don't, that looks pretty bad after a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm there every week. I'm about to start going twice a week.
Okay. So, Tyson, in this movie, there's a guy who's like you, who's looking for, he just moved to a new town, and he's looking for friends to go mountain biking with, but there's no service that's out there to do what you want to do. So he ends up going on... sort of, I guess, what is it, Grindr? Is Grindr the gay Tinder?
Yeah, Grindr's the gay Tinder.
So he ends up going on Grindr looking for guys to go, because he's just looking for a guy to go mountain biking with, but then he has to
have sex with him,
but then maybe that's the twist where he ends up falling for one of these guys, and that's what makes it a romantic comedy.
Oh my God, and we could call it like You've Got Mail.
Yes, M-A-L-E, right.
Yeah, M-A-L-E. Yes, right, perfect. Right. I didn't even think of that, Rob.
Oh, that's where you're going.
Yeah, I just kidding. That was my idea.
Perfect.
I like it.
All right. So speaking,
is Spencer with us anymore?
Yeah, is Spencer doing a different podcast?
I'm here. You guys went on a tangent.
That's what this show is.
Yeah, what tangent did we go off of?
We're a hard-hitting news source, and I'm a journalist.
We got a news story for you right here. Tell them about it, Rob.
So. In addition to Tinder verifying people, there's also a new feature on the Apple Watch. Boy, I hear people are very unhappy with these Apple Watches. Spencer, did you get the Apple Watch?
Heidi loves her Apple Watch. She was just saying this morning that it's maybe her favorite thing I've ever purchased for her.
I hear a lot of people are throwing it in the drawer.
Well, people, they should all be at HaterCon, and they can go to the Apple Watch booth.
Yeah.
And you know what? I am going to be a journalist.
In their masquerade mask.
All that haters talking about Apple Watch, it's awesome.
Do you have one or just Heidi has one?
Heidi, because I don't talk to Siri. And if you don't talk to Siri, I don't know if the Apple Watch is for you. But if you talk to Siri, then it's definitely for you.
Well, they're saying that when you go on Tinder, now the Apple Watch can measure your heart rate and then pick out the people that it will swipe right where your heart rate goes up.
Yeah, but if you see someone is
gone, I thought you had said the
No.
If you see someone especially ugly, wouldn't your heart rate rise too? Out of like, oh my gosh!
And then you have to date them.
And you'd have to date them then after that because
social contract.
You. Yeah, that's true.
You'll be laughed off of Tinder if you swipe right on somebody and then didn't go on the date.
Yeah, so I think this could get you in trouble, especially with the super ugly people.
Okay. I might try to make a very scary face just to try to get people's, you know.
So you'd have to get automatic dates?
Yeah.
Why don't we make a Spice and Hour Tinder account and get that verified and get Lita a date?
Oh.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that
Lita is not single, but we could see if she's into it.
How do you know about Lita's romantic life?
I'm friends with her on social media.
I'm friends with her on social media, too.
Yeah. Here, I got another story that I really want to get Spencer's take on.
Okay.
Let me guess. El Chapo breaking out of prison for a second time.
No.
Okay, go on.
So I want to get your take on. You are the...
Oh, I about masturbating on Big Brother.
That pissed me off because that did not actually happen. I feel like that was very, and I'm going to talk about this tonight, just a tease. I'm going to talk about this on the Big Brother podcast tonight, but that was a real stretch that they said that he did what they said he did. And TMZ should not have run with that story. TMZ claimed that somebody, a guy was in bed with a woman on Big Brother, and they claimed that the guy was pleasuring himself and then wiped something on a girl's back, and it definitely did not happen. And TMZ was very reckless to talk about that.
What about the donut licking?
That's what I want to talk about.
Thank you, R. Sandoval 19. Look at that.
Yes, that's what I want to talk about. So,
and did you see her apology after?
Oh, no. All right, let me set this up if people don't know what we're talking about. So America's sweetheart, Ariana Grande, was in a donut shop with like some guy. She's like dating like some.
Yep, it's her backup dancer. Let's get our facts.
Is his name Frankie?
No, that's her brother.
No. Oh.
And so she was like with this guy, and then they're like just like they're bringing out these fresh donuts, and she's like licking all the donuts. And then after she's like, I hate America. I hate Americans.
Isn't she American?
Yes. Allegedly. Spencer, what's going on with this?
You were setting it up. I had to drink some water to go at this chick because I'm fired up. Anti-American little trick.
Yeah.
No, I was an Ariana Grande fan before I saw her hating on America and hating on donuts. And I'll tell you one thing. That I think they should send her back to like Russia or somewhere.
Donuts are what make this country go.
Yeah.
No, like, honestly, like you think you can lick donuts like it's no big deal, and then put a little YouTube video out and say, "Sorry, you guys, all going crazy. It's because I hate child obesity." It's like, what? What are you talking about?
She didn't pay for the donuts or anything, right?
An inside little scoop story is I happen to know Ariana Grande's former bodyguard very well. And he
is it Shrek?
No. A different – I can't say the name, but it's not Shrek. And, okay. Speaking of Shrek, we need to have our first guest on because he wants to be on next week.
Well, technically, he'd be the second guest.
No, it's that little poser Pratt isn't a guest. He's a little punk biatch. So Ariana Grande, the bodyguard, said she was a legit lunatic, like so beyond insane. So, you know, maybe she has an issue.
So
I heard she was on Flocka.
Would that explain why she was licking donuts?
That's one of the things I allegedly read. When you're on Flocka, you just lick things.
Okay.
Yeah, so nuts. It just people are weird and selfish.
Yeah, so she licked the donuts, and then I think they sold them to people, and the donut shop is trying to press charges against her.
Yeah, because they caught it on security cameras is the story, right?
Why would she say, I mean, just think about what she's going around. What is she? What's her problem with America?
It's not that. It's that she got caught licking the donuts, and so she had to come up with something.
But she says, I hate America. I hate America in the video, in addition to licking the donuts.
I don't know.
Honestly, when haters pop up on Periscope, I want to jump through the phone and just hand them a ticket to HaterCon.
Is it true that Ariana Grande is giving the keynote address at HaterCon about America?
She's
speaking at the America booth to talk about how much it sucks.
She's going to be at our donut booth.
Apparently, she likes the donuts so much that she's licking other people's donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have time to block a hater.
Okay. All right. Let's. And then, did you follow this story about Tom Selleck this week, Spencer?
He's stealing water. The guy's a damn Magnum PI. He needs more water to wash his Ferrari.
Boy, this drought shaming is really a big deal here.
Does he still have the Testarossa? Is that what he had?
Oh, that's what he needed to steal the water for, I think.
Yeah, so Tyson, did you know about this, that Tom Selleck stole this water for his avocado farm?
I had just seen the headline, but I didn't know the intricate details of it. So he has an avocado farm, which avocados are delicious, to be fair, yeah, to Tom Selleck.
Well, he's got to provide Spencer with all that guac.
Yeah.
I got all the guac I need. I got a guac pipeline.
You buy it through legal channels, probably, instead of these illegally grown
Are you
avocados.
Buying black market guac from Tom Selleck?
Nope. Heidi's interrupting the podcast.
Yeah, what is going on over there?
So what did, how many gallons did he steal?
Oh, a lot. Like thousands.
Like thousands of gallons, which could feel like how many swimming pools?
I don't know. But he had a guy who was like going to like a fire hydrant, and the guy was filling up the water truck from the fire hydrant.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to steal water, because I would have just thought like, he was like, he probably had water share, so he was just diverting the irrigation when he wasn't supposed to or something.
No, he was like sending a water truck to a fire hydrant.
God, I used to have such respect for that guy with his mustache and short Bermuda shorts and stuff, mm-hmm. And now I just don't know.
Yep. There you go. Very, 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 it's very bad.
Very, very bad. Very bad. It's my whole childhood is flipped topsy-turvy on its head now. I don't know what's truth and what's fiction.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay, what's next? What do we got next?
So we always talk about the different fast food concoctions that come out. So KFC, not wanting to be outdone by Pizza Hut, which had the hot dog crusted pizza, they just came out with a new pizza where the crust is fried chicken.
Oh, a low carb option.
In or are we out on the chizza?
I like fried chicken, and then I think it would probably be good with tomato sauce and cheese on it, right?
So is it just the outer crust is fried chicken, or the whole bread is fried chicken?
I don't know. If the entire crust, the bottom and everything was all fried chicken, it seems like it would have to be like the pressed meat, like a chicken nugget.
Here, let me play the commercial.
Okay. It's all in Spanish.
Oh.
Can we do a pee break or what?
No, there's not enough time left in the show for a pee break.
Whoa, we've never been dissed on a pee break.
You can go. Before. I can't promise the show's going to still be on when you come back.
Oh, then I'll hold it or just pee in my...
All right, you can go. This is the short version.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicing brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
Okay.
I don't want Spencer to pee his pants because he has that rash.
Is he going?
Spencer, are you going pee-pee right
now? Yeah, I thought he went.
I think he did.
Yeah. So it looks like that the... So it's like, basically, it's like a flat chicken cutlet. And then they put like pizza sauce and cheese on top of it. I think this is fine.
I think it's fine. It's more like, yeah, chicken parmesan than a chicken pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that this is this is weird marketing.
Yeah. I'm back.
All right, we're back. We're still going.
Woo!
Ding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I go to KFC once in a while, and maybe I would try that if it was cheap.
Yeah, Spencer, are you in on the chizza?
I would eat it if somebody is paying me.
How much would they have to pay you to eat the chizza?
A burrito.
Heidi just said she did it for free. I would do it for about $100.
$100? I think it'll be fine. But what do you do? Do you cut it with a knife and fork, or is it on a bun?
Or is it sliced like a pizza?
It's really not that big. It's just a chicken cutlet with sauce and cheese on it.
Oh, so it's just a single serving pizza.
Yeah.
Oh. It's less and less impressive the more you tell me about it, Rob.
It's not impressive.
I'm imagining like a big like family-sized 18-inch pizza.
No.
Sized chicken breast.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry, Rob.
This is something that I saw this week that I thought was pretty cool. There's a new app that's coming out that's called Alibi.
Okay.
And the way they're marketing it is it's a DVR for your life. So basically, it's just recording 24/7. And so then you can go back and go back to the video or the audio for anything. If anybody ever says you did something that you didn't do, you can show them the footage from this. Good idea or bad idea, alibi app?
I like the idea, but I don't fully understand it. Is your camera running the whole time plus audio?
I think so.
Well, what happens? It's more of a call. It should be called snitch when you actually do something that you needed an alibi for.
Yeah.
See, I think it's like it's good for like it. Like if you're like one of these people, you're like you're going to like a protest and you're worried like that what the police are going to do to you or something like that. You can like have this app on you. I think if you just had it on all the time, I think it would be like you run into some tricky things. Like if you had this on and then you're going to argue with your wife and then go back and say, look, go back to the video. I think you end up like probably more often than not end up getting still in trouble. Unless your wife is like saying like you're having an affair or stuff like that.
And so, why wouldn't you just live Periscope your whole life?
I guess you could, but I don't know if that, like how long of a Periscope can you record?
I think you can Periscope a pretty long one, but I bet the battery would die pretty quick.
Yeah. And my Periscope makes a buzzing noise when I put the charger in.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone 6 Plus.
That's not supposed to happen.
Well, I also go do the input through the mixer. So I don't know. It might be a weird.
Cause I was thinking maybe to fix it, you could probably like hack into the mainframe and then from there just do whatever you needed to make the buzzing go away.
Okay. So basically, Spencer, I think that if you could figure out a way to broadcast this alibi, this might be everything about Snapchat and Periscope that you like.
Combined into one.
I don't know. In my new iOS 9 beta, I can ask Siri, kind of, she has this pretty much alibi function. I could say, Siri, show me where I was in Cabo on January 14th. And she can show you your photos or video from your album in your iCloud. So technically, my iOS 9 beta, I already have my alibi ready.
Okay.
But all my apps are glitchy because I'm on a beta.
Yeah, dude.
Because the apps aren't ready for the beta.
Exactly, which I did not factor in. As somebody who spends a lot of time in apps.
So I need to download this alibi and see what all the hubbub is about.
Yeah. All right. One last news story. This is about a man in Canada who has gotten himself into some hot water after he tied...
Classic one, Canadian.
Yes. He tied 100 helium balloons to a lawn chair and decided to float over Calgary.
I like the idea. I mean, that's one of those like... cartoon ideas that you don't really know if people can do it.
Yeah, like the guy from Up did it.
Yeah, and other people probably like, I bet Mr. Gadget did it at one time or Inspector Gadget. I bet a lot of people did this. Probably on DuckTales they did it somewhere. I bet Animaniacs did it on their cartoon.
Simpsons did it.
Who did?
Simpsons did it.
I bet the Muppets did it too.
Yeah.
So I like the idea, and it says he got charged for... what do you get charged for?
A mischief of causing danger to life.
Yeah, I think what happened was he probably, when he left the lawn chair and the balloons, maybe they thought that the chair might drop and hit somebody on the head or something.
I don't know. But, well, he was parachuted off the chair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that shouldn't be too dangerous. Who cares if he dies? That's his own fault, right?
Yeah, that's like the guy who did the rocket launcher off his head.
Yeah, it's like, okay, sorry, but that's what you get. You just thinned out the hurt a little bit.
It so wasn't a rock launcher. It was a mortar.
Mortar.
It was a mortar, yeah.
Spencer, what do you think about Jason Pierre-Paul?
Wait, update. Did we talk about that was Gaston, the push-up guy from Disney World?
The mortar guy?
Yeah.
He was a character actor at Disney World as Gaston.
He went viral for doing the one-arm push-ups, and I thought we talked about how those weren't legit push-ups.
Okay.
You don't remember this. See, where's alibi? I would right now say, twice an hour, alibi, podcast episode, Gaston one-arm push-ups.
All right. Spencer,
we watched
how much
Gaston
money
do one-armed push-ups?
He did, but then he put a mortar on his head.
Well, what a way to go.
What a way to go. Spencer, would you fly in balloon, fly on a chair with balloons with helium?
No, I wouldn't even go on the chairlift with Heidi.
Yeah.
Wait, can
about
roast
by yourself?
Beef, does roast beef have to be in the fridge? Like, is it okay to eat after like a 5-hour car ride if it was just like in the, like, or does it need to be
Tyson?
I'd smell it and then I wouldn't eat it, but that's just me being safe.
I'm not eating it.
All right, we need a hashtag for this episode of the podcast.
Spicing above deck.
Spicing above deck. Okay.
No, I'm just playing. I don't know. That's way too much. That's too much.
That's
pressure.
Below deck, anyways.
Below deck.
No, I know, but we would be above,
above
deck.
Above deck. That's what we'd be called.
We're
we'd
the
be
stars.
Catching phrase,
we're
dude,
the stars
yeah.
that have to pay to be on reality TV now.
So let's. I'm going through everything. I don't know. There's probably a lot. Poop yeah. Sunday, somebody said, no, we need something better.
Something
okay,
better.
Periscopers, this is your moment to shine.
Yes.
Give us a hashtag
always
for that.
Turn up.
Yeah, always turn up.
Or
always
hater turn con.
Up. What'd you never say?
Hater con or always turn up?
Hater con.
Ooh, we made, let's take hater con before that goes viral.
Yeah.
Great.
That's going to go hard.
All right. Very excited. So next Sunday, we'll be back at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Looking forward to that. Send in your voicemails to the Spicin' Hour at robiswebsite.com/spicin voicemail. Subscribe and rate the podcast at spicin.rocks, right?
Correct. And we forgot one thing.
What's that?
Our 5-star rating of the week.
Oh, you got it?
On iTunes, here it is. Spicin' is incredible, and if Rob was not happily married with a son, I would want him to be mine. Keep being awesome, guys.
Wow.
Who do you think?
That?
Did you write
Whoa.
That, Rob?
That was my mom.
That's from C. Willie Pooh.
C.
That's
Willy
my mom's
Pooh.
Alias handle.
Well, I dig it.
Wow.
My mom.
How about that?
Loves
so,
it.
Yeah. That's it for that's all I got now.
Okay.
I'm shutting
and don't
down
forget,
soon.
If you want to go P2P, peer-to-peer with us over Bluetooth, you can find us in Fire Chat app in the Spicin' Hour chat room. We're always lurking.
Always lurking.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
All right, let's make it clear. We're not also getting any money from the Alibi app also.
No, we are not.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
We're just a technology podcast.
All right. All right, we got to run. Guys, thanks so much. Great show this week. Looking forward to hearing all the comments on robiswebsite.com, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
Wait. Don't forget to follow Rob on Snapchat because he's really stepping it up, and it's now time to get on the team.
Thank you. Now, how do I tell people to follow me on Snapchat? They have to look for me?
They just look for you, but you can also show them your profile picture like you already did
yeah,
on
I
Twitter.
I tweeted that. I
yeah,
know.
That's good.
But if they're looking on their phone, how do they have to like take a screenshot of it?
Search your username.
Yeah, search your username.
Search your username.
All right. All right, take care, guys.
Okay, ciao.
Bye.
Later.